C-minus 80. Ford residence, Birchwood, Colorado.
There's just no way this house is the same size as ours, Clark said, repeating a frequent thought as he sank into the plush, circular couch in the corner of Emma's spacious living room. Emma and Dan, more focused on the issue at hand, wasted no time in getting down to it.
Do you know anything about the thing Timo is doing today?
Emma asked. Dan shrugged. I know he's doing it, and I know that it was originally supposed to be next week. The fact that he's bringing it forward must mean it has something to do with Kerguelen, right?
It doesn't have to mean that, Emma said. Obviously, today is a good day to publicize anything remotely linked to Kerguelen or aliens or anything like that, but it's also a perfect day to bury bad news. You know Timo as well as I do, and that guy has his fingers in a lot of pies. He could be closing a company or announcing a sell-off or something like that.
Why would he invite the press for that? And why would it be at the observatory?
To try and spin whatever he's doing is a good thing, probably. That might be why he wants to talk to me, for some last-minute advice. Maybe he's closing the observatory, maybe he's selling it. We're about to find out.
Emma then held a finger to her lips as the phone rang.
Ah, Emma, Timo said, greeting her as warmly as he had when he welcomed the trio into his second home at Lake Maggiore a year earlier. I'm so glad you called back. How is everything? Dan, Clark, Birchwood, all well, I hope?
Everything's pretty busy, she replied. I actually have to leave in a couple of minutes. Did you need something urgent?
In that case, I will be brief. I'm coming to New York on Sunday, Emma, for a Focus 2020 taping. I want you to be there.
Are you sure about that? She asked. You weren't listed in the preliminary lineup I saw last night.
They'll find a space when they see my surprise in a few hours, so can I count on you?
Emma turned to Dan, who held up his right thumb.
So long as you're definitely on the panel and you're willing to meet my fee, she said. Sure thing.
How much is your fee?
Timo, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
He laughed heartily down the line.
I'll try to scrape some funds together from somewhere.
Can I speak?
Dan mouthed silently. Emma gave him the phone. Hey, Timo, Dan said. Dan, what a pleasant surprise. And do I have a surprise for you, my friend? I only wish you were here to see it for yourself.
What is it? Dan asked, not even trying to hide his childlike excitement. Did you find something out about the bolide?
Clark jumped up from the comfortable couch and moved towards his younger brother, ready to grab the phone if he sensed Dan's words heading in a prohibited direction. Dan tried to shoo him away with his hand, nodding and mouthing, I know, to make it clear that he wasn't going to say anything he'd regret.
No, no, no. It's nothing like that, Timo said. I just wanted to make the most of some fortuitous timing.
So what are you doing at your media thing? What's the surprise?
Oh, nothing much, Timo said with a boyish tone of his own.
Dan could almost hear him smiling all the way from Italy. Just unilaterally ending William Godfrey's illegitimate monopoly on deep space research and exploration.
Dan's eyes lit up like the bolide itself.
And that's not all, Dan. I have been working on something else. Something for our messenger friends? Having heard these words through the phone, Clark now moved even closer to Dan, ready to grab it at any second. It wasn't that he thought Dan would say anything on purpose, but the danger of a slip-up was always there.
I really do need to get going, Emma interjected.
At least give me a clue, Dan said to Timo, ignoring the hint. The announcement isn't for 2 whole hours.
Timo chuckled warmly at Dan's enthusiasm.
One clue, he agreed, and then I hang up.
Deal, Dan said, leaning away from Emma as she spun her finger in the air in a hurry-up motion.
I am looking at it right now, Timo said, sounding almost like a proud parent. And I am calling her Reciprocity.